So we want to talk today about how the Bible is God's way of one of God's ways of dwelling inside of us.
今天我们来探讨神是怎么样一种方式来让我们住在我们心里。
In this passage that we just read, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
就像刚才我们在哥罗西书中所读到的，让神的话能够丰丰富富的存在我们心里。
What does that mean for us? Why does God want His Word to live inside of us, to dwell in us?
到底神说让他的话丰丰富富的住在我们心里是什么样的意思呢？
How can we make that happen in our lives to let it really dwell in us richly?
我们应该怎么样去做才能够让神的话语在我们心中丰丰富富的存在我们心中？
What would that look like in your life if God's word were to dwell there richly?
如果神的话语在你心里丰丰富富的存在，你是什么样的一个生活的一个光景？
I think like so many things in life, we take the Bible for granted sometimes.
就像很多生活中的事情，我们经常把圣经真的是想当然的不当一回事。
It's been said that most Christians in America own 4 or 5 Bibles.
据说在美国很多基督徒都应有四五本的圣经。
And the real question is, do we read it? Do we treasure it? Do we learn from it? Do we live by it?
但是真正的问题是我们真的是去读过吗？是真的去行出来了吗？有没有真的是当作我们的非常宝贝的东西去在生活中做出来？
We have a privilege here in this country to obtain Bibles very easily.
在我们这个国家，我们真的是可以非常容易的来得到一本圣经。
I have been to other parts of the world in Africa and in Russia where it was either illegal to own a Bible or people were unable to have a copy of the Bible. They were unable to obtain it.
在世界上很多地方，我去过俄国，还有非洲，他们有的地方是不能够合法的拥有一本圣经，有的地方是很难得到一本圣经。
But we have the opportunity to take God's word into our lives and let it change us and live in us.
我们有这样的条件来能够读到神的话语，然后能够让它在我们心中能够改变我们的生活。
So this afternoon, I want to look at 4 different things that reading and applying God's word to our life can do in your life today.
今天我们就从四个方面来讨论，来读经，怎么样能够把圣经的话语应用在我们的生活中。
The first thing it can do is to renew our mind.
第一个方面就是我们读神的话语可以来更新我们的心思意念。
And then it transforms us and helps us to know God's will.
然后用神的话语来改变我们自己，来能够知道神对我们的旨意。
There's a great passage in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2.
在罗马书第十二章第二节有这么一句非常宝贵的神的话语。他是这样讲的。
That teaches us about this concept.
来教导我们这样一个概念。
It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect."
在罗马书第十二章第二节，神这样来教导我们，不要效法这个世界。只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验可为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Be renewed in your mind, be transformed in your life, and know God's will.
更新你的心思意念，让神的话来改变你，让我们知道神的心意。
We all need these things.
我们都需要这样的事情。
Our mind is not the way it should be because of sin.
我们的心思意念因为有罪恶的存在，所以不是我们想要的那种光景。
Do you ever wish you would think differently about life or about people, about yourself?
你有时候有没有想到我们希望我们自己或者是别人能够是另外一样的一个光景。
You would have less fear, less worry, less envy.
你没有想到我们应该要少一点嫉妒，少一点那个贪婪。
God wants to take our minds and renew them as we read His word.
神希望我们把我们的心思意念从那里拿开来，重新更新我们的心意。
And then He tells us that through that process we'll be transformed, we'll be changed.
在我们读神的话语能更新我们的心意这个过程中，我们就可以被改变。
Our lives, it doesn't matter how young or how old you are today.Your life is not what it should be. It's not what it could be.
我们不管年龄如何，我们的生活都不是我们所想要的那样，我们所想要能够达到的那种。
God wants so much more for all of us.
神希望从我们当中能够希望我们做得更好。
And I've found there's a lot of ways God will transform us and make us more like Jesus.
神有很多种方式改变我们，让我们更加像我们的主耶稣。
He'll use people. He'll use the church.
神会使用我们身边的人，还有我们的教会来改变我们。
He'll use painful experiences in our life and serving Him.
神也让我们用我们生活中的一些痛苦，还有怎么样去服侍神来改变我们。
God has used my marriage to transform me to make me more like Jesus.
神用我们的婚姻来让我们改变我们，来让我们更加像主耶稣。
But there's nothing that God has used more in my life than the Bible to transform me year by year and make me more and more like Jesus.
但是没有一件比读神的话语、靠神的话语来改变我们自己，让我们能够更加像主耶稣来更重要。
And then this passage tells us that the result at the end of all that is that we can know God's will. What does God want for us in our lives?
所以这段经文告诉我们，最终这个目的就是让我们能够更加知道神的心意，到底神的心意是什么样的。
Last night, my wife and I were having a time of reading a devotional book together.
昨天晚上，牧师和牧师的和师母一起来灵修。
We read a passage of scripture that told us to pray without ceasing.
我们昨天读到一段经文，就是要怎么样来
without ceasing, without stopping.
Without stop, okay. 就是怎么样来祷告，没有间断的祷告。
It's always an interesting verse to think about. You know, does God want us to walk around praying 24 hours a day?
到底神这是一个很有趣的一个概念，到底神是让我们24小时不间断的来祷告吗？
And the author who wrote this devotional listed two or three ways that he tries to practice this verse.
所以他们牧师他们灵修的用了这个书呢，那个作者讲到有两到三种的方式来可以训练了这种不间断祷告的方式。
He said one of the ways he practices it is when he worries, he turns every worry into a prayer.
所以这个作者他就讲到，当他忧虑的时候，他就把这个忧虑的这个想法就让他来开始祷告。
Another way he said is whenever he meets somebody or even sees someone, he prays for that person.
另外一个方式就是当他看到一个人的时候，他就会来为这个人祷告。
And I had to admit to my wife, I said, I don't pray for most of the people I see.
那我就跟我的跟师母他牧师就跟师母讲说，他并没有为每一个他所见到的人来祷告。
We were in New York City yesterday riding our bicycles.
昨天牧师跟师母在纽约市骑自行车。
We stopped for lunch at a little cafe.
他们停下来在一个小的咖啡一个地方吃饭吃午饭。
And one of our favorite activities when we're in New York City is to people watch.
所以我们在纽约最喜欢的一件事就是来看别人，看那个路上的行人。
Did you know there's some really strange people in New York City?
你们可能都知道，在纽约有形形色色的奇怪的人。
And as I watched all these people, I judged them in my mind, and I thought different thoughts about them.
当我看到这些奇奇怪怪的人，那我就会 在脑子里对他们有一个论断，然后就会想到他们是各种各样的想法就会出来。
But when we read this passage last night, it was as if God was saying, "Don't judge these people, but pray for them when you see them." It was a whole new way of looking at people.
所以当我昨天跟师母一起研读这段经文的时候，就想到，不应该去论断他们，而是应该为他们祷告。
That's how God can use the Bible and His Word to transform us and to begin to change us and grow us and make us more like Jesus.
这就是神可以用这些经文来改变我们，更新我们的心意。
A second reason why it's so important for us to read and apply the Bible is it grows our faith and it equips us to serve Him.
所以第二个方面，为什么我们要读经并且应用圣经？就是来建造我们自己的信仰，并且装备我们自己来服侍神。
The other passage we want to look at is in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
现在我们要看的经文是提摩太后书第三章16-17节。
And in verses 16 and 17, it shows us the value of the Bible in our lives.
在这两段经文当中，神就向我们来显示这个圣经的这个宝贵。
It tells us all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
在第十六、第十七节，圣经是这样讲到：圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责，使人归正。教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
It shows us how valuable the Bible can be. It wants to achieve all those goals in our life as we read it.
所以这段经文就向我们显示到圣经的宝贵，它告诉我们圣经可以所为我们所做的这些事情。
But God wants to use it to prepare us then to equip us to go out and live life.
神希望用圣经来装备我们，来预备我们，让我们去过一个真的是服侍神的生活。
Without being equipped, it would be like God is just saying, "Hey, go live for me. Good luck. You're on your own."
如果没有被受到装备的话呢，神就是让我们自己去做，自己自生自灭。
It's like a story I heard this week of an old lady who would always give Christmas presents to her grandchildren.
我听到一个故事，就是有一位老太太总是给她的小孩子各种各样的圣诞礼物。
Finally, her children began to grow up, and she didn't know what to get them anymore.
她的孩子长大了，然后就没有再收到礼物了。
She was getting too old to go out to the store and shop for them.
因为这位老太太已经非常年纪非常长了，不能够再去商店里买东西了。
So she decided she would write a check for each one and put it in a Christmas card.
所以她就决定给每一个孩子呢，就写就是一张支票，然后寄给他们。
And she wrote Christmas cards to each of her grandchildren.
她给每个孙子一张圣诞卡。
In the card, she said, "I've gotten too old to go shopping." You go buy your own Christmas present.
所以在那个圣诞卡里，他就给每一个孙子孙女说我现在已经太老了，你们自己去买圣诞礼物吧。
She mailed all the cards off.
然后他就把这些圣诞卡寄出去了。
And then several weeks later, when she was going through her desk, she found all the checks that she had written for her grandchildren.
所以过了几个星期，他发现他虽然把卡都寄出去了，可是他的支票都在家里。
She forgot to put the checks in the card.
她就没忘记把她的支票放在那个圣诞卡里面。
So her grandchildren got a message in the card.
所以她的那些外孙女们收到她的圣诞卡。
And they read it, "I'm too old to shop. Go buy your own Christmas presents."
放在圣诞卡里面写的，我太老了，不能买了，你们自己去买圣诞礼物吧。
With no money to spend on buying the presents.
当然没有，里面没有支票。
That's how sometimes we think of God. He just sends us out there to live life, but he doesn't help us.
有的时候我们就是这样来想，神他让我们去生活中，但是不来帮助我们。
As we read God's word and apply it, it helps us to endure the pressures and the heartaches of life.
当我们读圣经，圣经读神的话语的时候，我们就可以来把这些话语来应用到我们生活中。
It helps us to make difficult decisions about parenting and our job and how to spend our money.
它会帮助我们来来那个处理生活中一些非常非常一些困难，然后我们的教养小孩，还有我们的工作中，还有我们怎么样来经营我们的家里的财政。
And it equips us to battle against temptation in our lives.
让我们也可以抵制我们在生命中各样的诱惑。
So a second thing reading the Bible does for us is it equips us to live life with God.
所以第二个方面就是读神的话语，让我们可以装备自己来服侍神。
Third thing it does is it provides spiritual nourishment for us.
第三个方面就是我们读神的话语，读圣经可以喂养我们自己，让我们有精神上的食粮。
In the book of Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 and 4,
在马太福音第四章第三和第四节中这样讲到。
Jesus has been spending 40 days in the desert and he's been fasting from food for 40 days.
那个时候主耶稣在沙漠中40天禁食。
At the end of that 40 days, the devil comes and begins to tempt Jesus.
在那个40天后面结束的时候那个魔鬼来试探主耶稣。
And each time Jesus faces that temptation by quoting a verse of scripture.
所以每次主耶稣受到魔鬼试探，他都会用经文引用一句经文来应答。
And the first one is a very memorable and famous one.
第一句就是我们大家都非常非常有名，我们都非常熟悉。
In verse 3 we read about the devil's temptation. It says the tempter came and said to Jesus, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.
所以这一段呢，那个魔鬼来试探主耶稣，他这样讲。那试探的人来近前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
And Jesus answers in verse 4, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word." That comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus is saying, the word of God, the Bible we have today, God wants to use it to be our spiritual nourishment.
所以主耶稣在这里说，神通过圣经所出的话，是我们精神的食粮。
Can you imagine if instead of eating breakfast and lunch and dinner every day, you only ate one meal for the whole week?
你有没有想到过，如果你一天不吃饭，早餐、午餐和晚饭只吃一顿饭？
If you said, we're not going to eat any meals and we're not going to eat at home, but we're going to go to this big cafeteria once a week.
你有没有想过，如果你说我不吃任何东西，我每个星期就去吃一个 buffet。
We'll go on Sunday afternoon.
我们每个星期天主日的下午去吃。
Around 1 o'clock.
在一点左右。
And we'll all sit down in these seats in the cafeteria.
我们都坐在那个咖啡厅那个自助餐那个餐厅里面。
And we'll hire a professional cook, a chef, to come and feed us.
我们去雇一个职业的大厨来喂饱我们。
But we won't eat the food ourselves.
但是我们自己不去吃这个食物。
We'll just keep our hands at our side and open our mouths.
我们只是在那里坐在那里把嘴巴张开等待别人来喂养我们。
And he'll come by with a giant spoon and he'll feed us every Sunday afternoon.
所以每个那个大厨就过来用一个非常巨大的调羹来喂养我们每个星期天的下午。
If we don't get enough food, we'll say, I want more.
如果我们觉得吃的不够多，我们就说我还要。
If we don't like the food he's prepared, maybe we'll spit it out.
如果我们不喜欢那个食物，我们可能会吐出来。
We'll get together afterwards and talk to our friends about whether we liked the meal or not that day.
然后我们吃完，我们就跟朋友互相讨论那顿饭吃的好不好。
We'll rate the cook. Oh, I think he did an 8.5 today.
我们就会来评断那个厨师，给他打打分，今天有没有达到八十几分。
People wouldn't put up with that. No one would want to go all week without eating food and then wait for one meal on Sunday.
所以我们没有一个人愿意这样去做，就是每个星期都不吃饭，只有星期天下午吃一顿饭。
But don't we do that spiritually oftentimes?
但是我们在我们的灵命上面，我们是不是经常这样做？
When God has given you His Word, a Bible to own for yourself and to read and apply to your own life,
神给我们他的宝贵的圣经，让我们来读，来喂养我们的灵命。
But you say, "Oh, I'm too busy. It's too boring. I don't understand it. I'll wait to go to church on Sunday and get the pastor to feed me."
所以我们有没有想到，哦，我太忙了，然后这个圣经太枯燥了，然后也太难理解了。那我就不要读了，我每个星期天到下午到这里听牧师讲道就好了。
Meanwhile, Monday through Saturday, your soul is starving for more of God's word.
但是从星期一到星期六，我们的我们的灵命就非常的饥饿，因为饥渴啊神的话语。
How many of you have a home that has grass in your yard?
你们每个人的房子有没有在你的院子里有没有草？
Anybody have grass, a lawn?
一个草坪，在你们后院或前院有草坪。
So I watched commercials on television this winter that greatly moved me to action.
我今年冬天看到一个电视上一个广告，让我准备开始有所行动。
This short guy with red hair would come on, and he'd talk about taking care of your lawn.
就一个这样一个很矮小的一个长得红头发的一个人，在这个广告里面，告诉你怎么样来照顾你的草坪。
His name was Scotty, and he was from Scotland.
他这个人的名字叫 Scotty， 是从苏格兰来的。
And he'd come on and he'd talk about how important it was to put fertilizer on your lawn.
他来就告诉你要放那个化肥在你的草坪上是非常重要的。
And he recommended his fertilizer, Scott's fertilizer.
他就介绍他的那个品牌叫做 Scott's 那个化肥。
And every time he'd end his commercial with this phrase.
每次他都这样来结束他的这个广告。
He'd say, "Feed your lawn, feed it."
他会说来喂养你的草坪，喂养。
And it convinced me so much that I went to Home Depot and I bought a big bag of Scott's fertilizer.
所以牧师呢就被他说服了，他就到 Home Depot 去买了一大袋子这个 Scott's 这个品牌的这个。
And then I had to buy this little machine that helps to roll out the fertilizer all over your lawn.
我也去买了一个这个工具呢，牧师也去买了这样一个工具来把这些化肥撒到他的草坪上去。
And I fed my lawn, and I thought my lawn was probably happy.
所以我就把我的那个草坪就给施肥了，然后可能会很高兴。
And I thought of that this week in regards to God's word nourishing us.
所以这个星期我就想到神的话语来喂养我们。
To borrow a phrase from that commercial, I think God is telling us, "Feed your soul, feed it."
So to 借用那个广告中的那一句话，就是神这样来提醒我们要喂养我们的喂养我们的灵命，喂养。
You don't have to go buy any fertilizer at Home Depot. You don't need a special little rolling machine.
你不需要去Home Depot 去买那个化肥，也不需要有个机器来撒这个化肥。
All you need is one of these.
你只需要这本圣经。
And if you don't have a Bible, you don't own one.
如果你没有圣经的话。
This church and my church, I'd love to give you one. We have a whole stack of them up front here. We'd love to give one away at the end of the service.
所以David牧师说他会送给你一本圣经。
Feed your soul, feed it.
所以要喂养你的灵命。
You and the Word of God.And God Himself alone for a few minutes each day.
就是每天，哪怕就是几分钟，你和神的话语在一起。
You can do it in the morning, or you can do it at night.
你可以在早上 一起床，也可以在晚上睡觉之前。
You can just open up the Bible and start with a book like the Gospel of John and read a chapter a day or a few verses a day.
你可以就是把圣经打开，翻到约翰福音，读一段经文或是一个章节。
You could use a little devotional book that gives you some scripture and teaches you some thoughts to think about that passage.
你可以用一些灵修的书籍，那个有一些针对性的，你可以去思考神的话语。
You can read it silently, or you could read it aloud if you're there by yourself.
你可以默读，也可以大声朗读，如果你自己一个人的话。
You can use the written Bible, or you could use the Bible app on your cell phone.
你可以用这个这个圣经这个书，也可以用你你的手机上的那个电子的圣经。
You can read it, or you could even listen to it on that Bible app in your car as you drive to work.
你可以读，你也可以在你去工作的时候路上听你手机里或你的那个电脑里的那个电子圣经。
God has given us His daily bread to feed our souls.
神给我们每天所用的这个饮食，就是通过圣经来喂养我们。
So feed your soul, feed it.
所以要喂养你的灵命。
The fourth reason for us to read the Bible in our lives today.
今天第四个就是要读经和应用圣经的这个原因是。
Is so we can hear from God.
就是我们可以听到神给我们的旨意。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12,
在希伯来书第四章第十二节是这样讲。
It tells us that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow,and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
So, 这里神是这样教导我们，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓，都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
God wants to speak to us individually through His Word.
神通过他的话语对我们每一个人讲话。
This isn't just an old ancient history book or a book of boring and restrictive rules.
这不仅仅是一本很古老的一本历史书，或者是非常枯燥的一些律法书。
God's word will help you discover Him, and it will help you discover yourself and who He meant you to be.
圣经可以帮助我们来更加的知道神，也更加的知道我们自己，还有神希望我们。
The Bible gives us hope. It gives us direction.
这个圣经会给我们方向，给我们有希望。
And as we read it for ourselves, God wants to speak into your life individually through it.
当我们来读经的时候，神就通过这些话语对我们每一个人讲话。
I was a Christian for a number of years before I began the regular habit of reading my Bible by myself.
我成为基督徒以后几年之后才开始养成读经的习惯。
I went to my youth group, I occasionally went to church, and I would sit there once a week and say, feed me.
我那个时候有的时候也去那个年轻的查经班或者是去教会，但是我每个星期就是一次去教会，然后就说喂养我。
I would let somebody else try to teach me about the Bible.
我希望别人来告诉我，教导我关于圣经的事情。
One day, about halfway through my time as a college student,
所以有一天，当我还是大学生的时候，有一天我半天在一天中半天的时候
，I was having some difficult times in my life.
那个时候我生活中有一些很困难。
And I got up one morning in my apartment and I thought, I think I'll open up the Bible and see what God has to say.
So, 有一天早上我醒来，我就想，那我要打开我的圣经看看有什么事情。
I read a chapter of Scripture that day.
那天我就读了圣经里面的一章。
And God used the words that He had written 2,000 years ago to give me direction and encouragement for my life.
So, 那个神就用那一张话来鼓励我， 给我在生活中，在我困难的时候给我指明方向。
The next day, I woke up and said, I'm going to do that again, and I read the second chapter in that book of Romans.
所以第二天我醒来，我又想，我再读一段，所以我就把罗马书第二章继续读下去。
And God spoke to me again from something in a passage that was relevant to my life.
所以神又借那一章，然后对我讲话，对我当时生活中的事情非常的有帮助。
I did it 3, 4, 5 days in a row.
那我就连续的读经读了五天。
And all of a sudden I was hooked.
然后我就开始被吸引了。
I became a Bible addict.
然后我就开始喜欢读经。
Every day that I can, I open up God's word, and there are so many times that he has spoken to me through his word.
所以每天我都打开圣经，然后很多很多的时候神就通过这些话对我讲话。
I'll be honest, it doesn't happen every day.
但是我也可以很坦率地告诉你，不是每一天神都对我讲话。
There are passages of scripture that maybe don't seem as relevant to my life.
所以很多时候我读经文觉得对我生活中没有什么实际的意义。
There are times when maybe my heart isn't right and I'm not ready to hear from God.
有的时候也可能我的心没有预备好，我就看不到神对我的旨意。
But over the years, I've seen God use his word thousands of times in my life.
但是这么多年来，我真的是看到神在很多时候用他的话来改变我的生命。
If you don't want to hear somebody, a person speak, you shut your ears.
当你不喜欢听别人讲话的时候，然后你就你的话，你的耳朵就听不进去。
If you don't want to hear God speak, you shut your Bible.
当你不想听神讲话的时候，你就把圣经给把这个书来关上。
How much might you be missing, though, of the things that God wants to tell you even today?
所以你今天如果你不读神的话语的时候，你会有很多事情都能够都会你会失掉很多东西。
I have two children who are both grown up and they have moved out of our house.
我有两个孩子，他们都已经长大，已经离开家了。
One of the greatest joys of a parent is when your children actually want to come home and visit with you and spend some time with you.
当你年长的时候，你的非常非常喜欢高兴的一件事情就是你的孩子愿意回来跟你探望你，跟你度过一段时间。
My daughter Christina came home from Brooklyn last weekend and spent all weekend with us for Mother's Day.
所以上个星期牧师的女儿从 Brooklyn 回到家里来，跟他们度过一个周末过母亲节。
And it made me feel so great that she wanted to be with us as her parents.
所以牧师感到非常高兴，因为女儿愿意回来，愿意跟他们度过一个长周末。
Don't you think God feels the same way about us, his children, when we go seek him out and spend time with him?
所以我们的神也是这样，他非常高兴如果我们愿意去寻求他，跟他有一段时间。
I want to close with a short passage from Psalm 119.
我就今天结束这个讲道，用那个诗篇第119篇的一些经文来结束今天的这个讲道。
If you're wanting to start reading the Bible and you're not sure where to start, the Psalms are a great place to start.
如果你愿意读神的话语，你不知道从哪里开始，诗篇是非常好的一个开始的地方。
So would say one of the Gospels, like the Gospel of John.
所以你可以也可以读那些福音书，比如说约翰福音。
This Psalm, Psalm 119, is the longest chapter in the whole Bible.
So, 诗篇119篇是这个圣经里面最长的一本书一章。
And the whole chapter is all about the value of God's word, how great it is to read his word.
So, 这一个很长的诗篇就是讲到神的话是多么的对我们是多么的宝贵。
Here in verse 97, to 103, we'll see the value of his word.
所以在119篇97到104节我们可以看到神的话语是多么的宝贵。
Let's go verse by verse.
Okay.
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
第九十七句他是这样讲的，我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me.
你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌更有智慧。
I have more understanding than my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
我比我的师父更通达，是我的因我思想你的法度。
I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts.
我比年老的更明白，因为我守了你的训词。
I hold back my feet from evil every way in order to keep your word.
我禁止我脚走一切的邪路，为要遵守你的话。
I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me.
我没有偏离你的典章，因为你教训了我。
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，使我口中比蜜更甜。
God wants to do so much in our lives as we read his word and apply it to our lives each day.
神希望在我们生命中非常的各个方面都有帮助，我们每天应该读他的话语。
Don't wait till next Sunday to feed your soul.
不要等到下个主日靠牧师来喂养。
Seek God in his word this week.
我们自己这个星期就去寻求神的话语。
And I pray that he will meet you there.
然后我也为你们祷告。
Lord God, we thank you today for the Bible.
神，我们今天感谢你赐给我们这本圣经。
Thank you that we can own one and read it and use it in our lives.
我们感谢神，我们能够拥有一本圣经，我们可以读，可以用在我们的生命中。
Thank you that you desire to do so much with it in our lives.
感谢神，你愿意你也希望我们能够用你的话语能够改变建造我们的生命。
I pray for each person here, young and old, man and woman, that they would all seek after you and read your word.
今天牧师说我在这里祷告，希望我们这里的不论是年幼的年长的还是不同的信徒都能够来主动来寻求你的话语。
As we seek to grow this habit in our life, would you come and work in our lives?
当我们寻求你的时候，就求你到我们当中来改变我们的生命。
Renew our minds and transform us.
来更新我们的心思意念，来改变我们。
Nourish our souls.
来喂养我们的灵命。
Equip us to serve you.
来装备我们，来侍奉你。
And speak to us the things that you want us to know.
然后能够跟我们讲话，让我们知道你所想要我们知道的。
We ask this all in your name.
我们这样都是靠神的名来寻求。
Amen.
Amen.